Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to the Double Dropkick Show. I'm Heath Mulliken.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And we are at an undisclosed location out of necessity.
Yeah.
We have not seen each other in like 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's right. And haven't talked much either.
No. You've been on swing shifts, and it seems like every Thursday we've been scheduled to record. I mean,
you've had something going on.
Yeah, I mean, but in all seriousness,
but right, all joking aside, you had legitimately some serious things going on.
Doctor's appointments and.
Don't want to tell what happened, we don't have to. But your grandmother,
yes,
your grandmother passed.
Yeah, my grandmother passed away, and we found out Sunday the 10th. That, she's had Alzheimer's for a while and been at Clemson Downs, which is a care facility, and found out Sunday the 10th that they didn't expect her to make it much longer, and she didn't,
Right.
And so with the Thursday we were – and it was weird because I, felt bad because I'm like, my grandmother's funeral is the day we're supposed to record. And we were still going to try to record.
Yeah.
That morning.
You were like, hey, you can come over early and we can
and do it. Because I really wanted to, and I really
I said no.
Yeah, and I needed to. But, it really puts – puts things in perspective as to where we're at.
Right.
In life, there's things that come before wrestling.
Right. And we do this for fun, and sometimes life gets – and it sucks. We talked about it that the time that it happens where we can't record for 6 weeks is also the one time a year that's the Christmas for wrestling fans, which is like WrestleMania season.
Yeah.
And that sucks. But, that's – last time we were – this is awful. People are going to hate me for saying what I'm fixing to say.
Right.
And if you do, that's fine because I can deal with it. I think the last time we recorded, I said, if y'all wouldn't mind, go to iTunes and just give us a star rating, and nobody did.
Right.
So if you didn't get a show for 6 weeks,
Right. There you go.
It ain't like you did like the least cumbersome thing you could do for us to help us out.
You had one job.
But to everybody that has done that, I thank you.
Right. And if you want to fill out multiple fake email addresses and leave us multiple, I'm not going to stop you.
Right. I don't care.
This is a pretty, I don't know. This is a pretty exciting day. I'm making my managerial debut tonight.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
And I always swore up and down I would be there for that.
But I tell
I'm
again,
I'm not gonna be there.
Totally understand. I mean, it is a pretty good ways away, and it happened. Boom, boom, boom. Was not planned.
Right,
really,
and that's
at all.
Had I known a few weeks ago.
Right.
But you just told me the other day.
Yeah, the same.
And you didn't even invite me. You were just like, hey, I'm doing this, so we can't ride together.
We had this talk.
Yeah, we had the talk, but they don't know we had the talk.
I know. Listen.
They don't know that we had the talk. I get it. I want to go to this thing, but man,
no,
it's such a long haul.
You just came off night shift, and we won't be back until probably 2 or 3. It's going to be late. And let's be honest, Mark, if you're looking over the last month in professional wrestling, my debut tonight is bigger than anything else.
Honestly, more important to me than anything else is happening.
It's more important to me as well. So, in a few, let's sum up I guess, the month.
Yeah.
Since WrestleMania.
I got a booger in my nose. I just want you. Actually, it's not a booger. I've got
understand.
My beard hair is flipped up into my nose.
Yes.
So, if you see me kind of, working the rim, just know that I'm trying.
There's no pick.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get the hair loose.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So
we're honest, if nothing else.
That's right. So WrestleMania was the first part was very entertaining. I thought the matches were good. When Foley and Michaels and Austin came out, that was great. I'm gonna be honest. When The Rock came out, our feed was messy all night.
Right.
And what I heard we always watch it at our church through my MacBook, and we watch it through Chrome on the network. Mm-hmm. And I've heard from multiple people that that's a bad idea. That if you go through a Roku device, we watch it on a big projector, big screen, and I've heard the Roku works pretty well. Apple TV works pretty well. So it may.
Yeah, I usually watch mine on the Roku. I didn't. So you talk about Foley and Austin and The Rock and Michaels coming back. And I remember a day when the Legends came back to put somebody over.
Right.
And to make new stars, not to come out and destroy them in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
That's what I like. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
The problem is all the guys now got money.
Yeah.
Foley and Austin and Rock and Michaels, they don't need the money.
So right.
When they bring them back, they get to come back and do something cool.
They get to do what they want to do.
Right.
Really.
It's not like bringing Jimmy Snuka and King Kong Bundy and who need the money. So they'll put The Undertaker over so he can stay over for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, you bring The Rock back and feed him the whole Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Where you go with the Wyatts? And then the Wyatts just turned babyface? Is that what happened?
I don't know.
Have they turned babyface now? They're facing for no reason. There was nothing. Like, there should have, to me, if you're going to turn Bray Wyatt babyface, you build to that.
Yeah.
You reach this point where he's like, you know, Triple H, I'm not going to do your bidding. You don't tell me what to do. Something. Just overnight.
Yeah.
We've decided he's going to be a good guy now.
So the segment with The Rock and the Roman Reigns Triple H match, the feed cut out. So I saw maybe a minute of that whole, what was that, a 3-hour segment?
I remember when The Rock started, it was almost 11, and I thought, man, they are going to go to midnight.
Yeah.
This thing, you know?
And they did. I mean, it went past midnight. I mean, we started watching at 5:00.
Yeah.
It was 7 hours. It was just too much.
Too much, man. It started, you know, when there was nobody in the arena.
Yeah.
And that was, I found out later, because they were supposed to be in the arena, but there was a problem.
Yeah, getting people in.
There were like 40 or 50,000 people standing in line.
Yeah.
You know, at that time. So
there was a screw-up somewhere.
It says a lot about in the AT&T stadium that the AT&T Wi-Fi would not allow them to process the tickets.
That's funny. Doesn't give much hope for us Dallas Cowboy fans going forward. I absolutely agree.
But Nakamura and Sami Zayn had a great match.
Oh,
that show from top, like the NXT show, and that's becoming the trend.
Yeah.
From top to bottom was so much better than WrestleMania.
I agree.
I mean, that Jordan kid, whatever his first name is.
Jordan Gable.
I think that guy's going to be a star.
Yeah.
I really, when I was watching that, he's got the look that they're looking for, and he's athletic as all heck. And I mean, I just think if they decide to go with him, he's going to be a big star.
I absolutely agree. I mean, that was just.
And that's the thing, if they decide to go with him.
And then you say that, and you were just talking about Bray Wyatt, who had this great character, very original, but it's almost like they don't know what to do with characters.
They don't want anybody
to
get too over anymore.
Right. Right.
They just don't. Once they get over, they got some say-so.
Right. Yeah. And
even Roman Reigns, he's not that over where he's got say-so.
So let me ask you, so Roman Reigns has turned it around, and Monday nights when he comes out, it is just Boo Birds. And he's got his line now, I'm not a good guy, I'm not a bad guy, I'm the guy.
Right.
I think they're trying to make chicken salad out of chicken poop.
I think so.
Remember when
we used to talk about old wrestling on this show?
Right.
We were like, oh, we're not going to spend time talking bad about everything. But you got to talk about WrestleMania.
Right.
I mean, that's just what we're doing.
And I think, again, it's not what Roman Reigns is saying. It's just that I don't believe him.
Yeah.
Roddy Piper, the Ultimate Warrior, these guys, I couldn't tell you what they said in their promos, but I just believe what they were saying.
Right.
Ultimate Warrior, what is he talking about? But good gravy. I believe him.
In the Hulk Hogan.
That was so good. Let's talk about a debut that happened a week. You know, the Monday night after Raw was a good show, was a great show, The only debut that night, if I'm not mistaken, was Enzo and Cass, who came out and cut a promo.
Yeah, and it was great. I put that lazy eye back to work. That was such a great line.
Yeah. And you wonder if that was off the cuff. Or if,
I don't know. I doubt it. I'm pretty sure that they don't. I ain't never heard anybody else say anything that witty or clever on the show. So I'm assuming that their writers didn't come up with that line.
All right, let me ask you a question off the subject. A lot of wrestlers don't start out with the lazy eye, but they end up with the lazy eye. You ever,
that's a good.
I mean, Robert Gibson, Shawn Michaels. He started out; both his eyes were fine, but now he's got a. I mean,
I don't know what the deal is with that. I never thought about it.
That's the kind of thing. When he said that, I'm like, wait, Devon's got a lazy eye. He wears glasses. Maybe it's a legitimate.
Maybe he's got a problem. I should put a. I know a young man. I think I've seen one of my elementary school yearbooks. Where he had a patch over his eye.
Well, that wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
I never had a patch.
You never had a patch.
That was Tom Martin.
Oh, well, you had the big old Coke bottle glasses.
I did have
the Coke. Yeah, you had the big, do. You just wear contacts, right?
I do. Man, my glasses are
thick. Those contacts are thick.
Yeah, they're pretty.
I mean, them glasses was thick when you was a kid. Listen, and I can't imagine your eyesight's got no better.
I weigh 230. When I put my contacts in, 245.
I hear you.
I just, you know, we're just wondering about that. I did think that was a good line.
Never thought about it.
But we did get Shane McMahon. They set up this thing. He's got to beat The Undertaker for control of Raw.
Right, and if he doesn't, if The Undertaker loses, he's going to retire.
Yeah.
And instead, The Undertaker wins and starts telling everybody it's his last match and Shane gets control. It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
But it's wrestling, so they don't. People, I guess they think people don't care, but people like me do care.
Yeah. But if you take that out of it, okay, you know, if you listen to the internet, boy, Shane McMahon has really made some great changes.
Shane McMahon didn't change nothing. He's playing the role of the guy who made the changes. But it's not like he walked back in and Vince and Stephanie and Triple H went, oh, well, I guess we just let him run things now.
Right.
And they all went and got a sandwich. That's not what happened. They're still.
You should say spoiler alert before you say things like that.
I should, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
And we'll get to that.
Yeah. So whatever they've done, however they've done it, I will say the only Raw that I have not seen since WrestleMania was the one in London. The other Raws, I think you've got new guys, great matches. I mean, they've been having multiple multi-segment matches. Good wrestling. Cesaro has been back. I don't
disagree with any of what you said, and I understand people are excited about it because it's something new. But what I'm saying is, let's talk in 6 months when Kevin Owens and AJ Styles have had 45 matches.
I agree.
And Cass and Enzo have wrestled Anderson and Gallows for the 87th time.
And they're Cesaro, cutting promos on the main event.
Right. And Shane has turned heel.
Yeah.
And is cutting 30-minute promos.
Oh,
talk to me in 6 months about all these big changes. The only thing that changes is the faces. They're still doing the same thing. It's just new people doing it. So it's fresh. And it's, of course it's better because you haven't seen it 1,000 times. But once you have seen it, for the past 6 or 8 months, I want to know if people are still praising how great the product. That's all I'm saying.
And what everything you just said, you could say at the same time every year, pretty much.
Yeah, it's always like that after WrestleMania.
There is some excitement. Doc and Gallows, the week after WrestleMania, did
Doc
make
Doc and Gallows. He said
Doc and Anderson and Gallows.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, whoever, the Bullet Club,
yeah,
the Balor Club,
whatever you're gonna call them,
whatever.
I know what you called it on Facebook.
Spoiler alert! What did I call it?
The Bullet Club. You couldn't wait. And what got me about the fact that you just spoiled it?
Yeah.
Was that during WrestleMania you started a thread for spoilers and then you got behind and then got on the thread and said, can we please not post spoilers here because I'm behind on my feed?
I was just messing on
No, me. You weren't.
I was just
No, messing. You weren't. You meant it. Don't play. We're behind here. Can we stop posting spoilers?
Stop posting spoilers.
I have permanently deleted my Facebook account.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Yeah, now, Since WrestleMania,
awesome, man. Like, you and I, because we talked about this the other day. I can't enjoy anything from pop culture,
right?
Because if you're not watching it in the moment and you log on to any kind of social media, there's 75 people that need for you to understand that they understood what just happened.
Yeah.
So they have to talk about it. They can't help themselves. I don't care about your political and your religious affiliations. It's your business. It's not my business. I don't care if who you think people ought to be going to the bathroom with. I don't care what you think. I've got my own opinion about it, and I don't need for you to inform mine.
Right.
So I just said, why am I on Facebook, man? Yeah. I'm in touch with the people that I need to be in touch with.
That's right. That's right. I am.
And if you're my Facebook friend and I don't have your phone number, or we don't have some way that we can get in touch with each other, and I'm sorry.
You're screwed.
You can send me a message through Heath.
You can comment on the Double Dropkick Show. As a matter of fact, I guarantee you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, Mark will send you his.
That's right. I'll send you my email address.
I had somebody, Mark, call me the other day, concerned about you.
I heard about that.
Because you had deleted your Facebook. Genuine concern. Is he all right?
I heard about that.
Now, I deleted all social media off my phone.
That's a good idea.
And it has been great.
Maybe that's what I should have done in hindsight. But I just don't want to be part. And not only that, that's like part of it. But the other night, I was watching a movie. And not a new movie.
Yeah.
I was watching Taxi Driver. This movie's 40 years old. You know how I know it's 40 years old? Because I was watching it, and an article about Taxi Driver popped up on my Facebook feed.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that's
freaky.
That's too creepy to me.
Yeah.
So I just don't want to be part of this social experiment anymore.
Yeah. Oh, it's not an experiment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're getting what they're getting. And then I had a notice on my television. A notification, because it's a smart TV, that it had linked itself up with all the other devices on that Wi-Fi network, so now we could have a better interactive experience. I should have to jump through hoops to make it do that.
Yeah.
Not jump through hoops so it won't do that.
Yeah. Is your name John Connor?
It could be. I'm getting worried. But when stuff starts talking to each other.
Yeah.
That's scary.
That you don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's just...
That's crazy, man.
I don't know. I don't want to be a part of it anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you got my number, so you can tell. We still talk.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't need, but now I will say this: if it wasn't for Facebook, we probably wouldn't be here today. There's no probably about it. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Facebook. We would not be doing this show. We would not be where we're at.
No, true, true. That's very Facebook. That's very true.
Because that we, you know.
So my birthday was Monday. Okay, I got a gift in the mail from a friend who's not on Facebook, probably doesn't have my cell phone number, but somehow got my address.
Yeah.
And sent me a nice little book. Mr. Kerry Linktrainum.
Really?
Founder of Kerry's Corner.
He didn't send me nothing on my birthday.
Your birthday ain't happened yet.
Well, this is true. But he did send me those nice WrestleMania cards.
He did. So. He did. See, and
thank
this,
you, Kerry.
This tells you everything you need to know about the state of the WWE is that we could be telling you about Carl Anderson and Doc Gallows. You already know that happened.
Yeah. If you listen to this show, chances are you watch that stuff. And if you don't watch that stuff, you don't care about it anyway. So I don't like to spend much time talking about it.
Right.
Because I don't think it's that important. It's not what I like.
Yeah. So we were talking earlier today about some PWX stuff that is coming up that you are looking forward to. What's some stuff that's been happening on PWX that maybe our viewers...
PWG.
What did I say? PWX is... You and I went to War Games. Have we talked about that?
I don't think we did.
That was good.
That was good, man. So got to see Chris Hero and Cedric Alexander. Had a heck of a match.
Yeah, they did.
I went just to see Chris Hero.
Yeah.
So, I mean, once I saw him, we could have left. I didn't care about that War Games, man.
And Chris Hero exceeded just great.
Yeah, and came up in the crowd and stood like... He stood right beside y'all and did the thing. I hadn't watched it back yet to see if y'all made the camera.
But. Oh, you know what? I hadn't even thought about that.
It's on High Spots.
We're probably in the whole show. Because we sat right
across from the camera, so if you know.
And we're easy to spot.
Yeah, we kind of stand out in the crowd.
Now, I did like the spot on War Games, which technically made this not a War Games match, because the guy climbed the cage and then dove from the top. Technically.
Right.
There should have been
there
a roof.
There should have been a roof on that cage.
On the cage. But it was what it was. It was a good card. The ladder match, the ugly ducking, ugly ducklings. Those guys are.
Yeah, I'm a fan of theirs. I like Rob Killjoy, man. He's a good guy.
They're very, very over.
There was one spot in it that I didn't care for.
And
I mean, it's a minor thing, but after all that carnage for a guy to get hit with a clipboard and sell it like he'd been shot with a shotgun, I didn't care for that. But I mean, that's a minor.
Right.
Criticism.
Yeah.
But that's not to take anything away from the work those guys did in the match, because it was great.
It was a good match. Yeah. Now, coming up, May 7th, just a couple of weeks, you and I will be going down to Pro Wrestling Bushido.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I think you are. I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to go. That's why I was doing that.
Gotcha. Let's pretend as if you are going. And this appears to me to be some people who are very familiar with the Georgia wrestling scene, but it's almost like an all-star show, like an all-star tournament that night. The promotion on it on Facebook has been great. Tickets were very reasonable. Cedric Alexander is doing a clinic that afternoon, and looks like it's going to be a great card. Some guys that you and I have had the opportunity to call matches for, and I'm just looking forward to going as a fan, and just seeing some guys wrestle that I haven't seen before, and see some new matches that I haven't seen.
Yeah, I hope I can go. I know. I said I could a few months back, but some things have come up. So
we are at the season of life. When things are coming up.
And I'm at the point, I'll just – hanging out with my nephew is more important to me than any of this.
That's right. That's
right. Because he's getting older.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to care about hanging out with me too much longer.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If he wants to hang out, I'm going to hang out with him.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Because what this show's about is about family. We're building a family.
That's right.
And if you're listening to this show, you are part of the Double Dropkick family.
But you should know, I don't like most of my family.
He is not lying. He's not lying at all when he says any of that.
No, that's not true. I love my family. Most of them.
You love your family.
Yeah. Yeah, I love them all. I don't even love all of them. I ain't gonna lie to you. There's a couple of them I don't love.
All right, I'll give you that. So, what are they gonna do, Mark? Well, so let me ask you this. Let's do some fantasy booking here, because that's better than what WWE does. You've got Orton, Cena, and Rollins, who are out right now. How would you bring those guys back?
If they never bring Randy Orton back, I'm fine.
I agree.
I haven't missed him. I don't care when he's there.
Yes, I agree.
I would use Cena as my new attraction, honestly. Yeah. I mean, I would scale a schedule back a little bit.
Yeah.
He's not going to turn heel, I don't think. And maybe I'm wrong. And maybe we're at that point now where he will, because everybody thinks he never will.
I think – I'm going to be honest. I think when Cena comes back, I didn't see the segment with him at Mania, so I don't know what kind of reaction he got.
It was what you would – he got the John Cena reaction. John Cena.
Yeah, so I'm –
he was helping The Rock.
What I'm hoping is that Roman Reigns is getting the John Cena heat – and that John Cena will be like, man, we're happy to.
Yeah, at least maybe John Cena can beat this guy. Yeah, that may be their plan. I'm sure those two are going to square off. I mean, they almost have to.
Right.
Yeah, like I would think you'd want to build to that for WrestleMania.
I agree.
Logically, that's where I would go with that is, you know. And I would bring Rollins back as a babyface.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And I definitely, you he was already getting.
He was. He was going to turn.
Yeah.
I mean, because he's going to be that guy, the Shawn Michaels, that has the great matches with everybody.
Yeah.
I just hope his style doesn't keep him hurt all the time.
Right.
Once they start getting those injuries, man, you don't come back as easy. I got my buddy Josh, who I talk about all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, they broke his heel. And, I mean, this was back, I think it was – It was late December or early January, somewhere middle of January, and he still has not recovered from it.
Yeah.
So,
and then didn't
my
he
thoughts and prayers go out to him.
Didn't he re-injure it as
he
well?
He did, yeah, yeah. Because he was getting better, and he texted me that he had fallen, or he got his brace caught on something, and
yeah.
He tripped, and it tore all the work up that they had done, all the surgery, I think. And so, I mean, I hate it for him. He's like legitimately one of my favorite people in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I have never met him, but just hearing you talk about him, I think he's one of the greatest people on the planet.
He is. He really, really is, man. All three of, like, those three guys that I hang out with,
yeah,
are three of my favorite people, man.
Top
for different reasons. John Graham, who listens to the show, he's not a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
But
he's a Mark Whitman fan.
Well, he's just he likes our show. He said he likes the way we, and so he's always texting me about stuff and when we talk about things, and he's just hands down every bit as funny as the funniest comedians that you've ever seen in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, whoever it may be, he is just as funny as they are.
Yeah.
This cat keeps me laughing. If I'm with him for 12 hours, I know that it's going to be 12 hours of me cracking up.
That's awesome.
Because he is that funny. And his timing, which is everything when it comes to comedy, his timing is perfect. The way he said, the cadence that he delivered. And then John Hatfield, of course, one of the best cooks. I always have to, when I start talking about one, I feel as though I need to talk about all three.
So I've decided.
John Hatfield cooked me a prime rib one time.
I'm still thinking about the burgers.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to
have the barbecue.
He lives like where we're at right now.
Yeah.
He's like 5 minutes from here down by Cherrydale. You remember that church that burned down?
No.
The other week?
No.
Do you not remember the story on the news about the church?
I hadn't been on Facebook. Don't watch TV.
You don't look at the news apps? You don't see what's going on?
No, I don't.
Well, look, there was a church.
Infowars.com. Yeah.
There's a church just a few miles from here that burned down, and it's like in his backyard. Or in his side yard.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're just a few minutes from his house. If he knew that I was here, I could probably get him to
cook us something.
Get him to cook us up a burger.
Oh, my. Speaking of lunch, we need to go get – you got time to get something to eat with a friend today?
Yeah, I'll go eat with you.
Well, we're only, you know, we got so much to cover. We're not going to cover today. But here,
it's Thursday we're getting, but hopefully this Thursday we're going to get together. Are you doing something Thursday?
Thursday we're good. Thursday, the girls have an orthodontist. My sister-in-law is going to take them. You and I, buddy, we got a date with Destiny Thursday.
Thursday. Bright
and early Thursday.
Thursday morning.
This is what you folks, you're listening to this on Monday the 25th. This Thursday we're going to be talking about Batman versus Superman. Whole episode on that.
Daredevil.
Season 2.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about that. You know,
I think we should do those as one.
I don't know if we can mix Marvel and DC. I don't know if my conscience will let me.
You and your conscience can go piss up a rope.
I don't even know what that means.
Exactly. Of course you don't.
Piss up a rope.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Is that a challenge?
Challenge. You've seen that. I watched Gangs of New York the other day.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted. Yeah, that was such a great, great movie, man. And I want to talk. I've been watching all these great old movies, man. Like, I just want to talk about these.
Like Police Academy?
No, not that.
You tell me what movie.
Like, I watched
Gangs of New York.
New York, Taxi Driver.
I've never seen Taxi
Driver. The Godfather. I watched The Godfather Part 2.
Oh, yes, baby.
Goodfellas. I'm just like, I do this like every couple of years.
Yeah.
You'll go back. I told my wife, when I was growing up, my grandfather watched like the same 100 movies.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why does he not watch all this new stuff that's coming out? And then as I got older, I began to realize it's because I don't have as much time left.
Right.
As I used to have.
Watch what you know is good.
And I'm tired of wasting it on crappy movies and crappy TV shows, so I would rather watch The Godfather and Goodfellas again.
Yeah.
So, dude, I watched The Warriors, Assault on Precinct 13, Escape from New York.
Wait, Assault on Precinct 13, who's in that? Is that the original?
Yeah, the original John Carpenter Assault on
Precinct 13. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, I've just been watching all these old movies. So I just kind of want to talk about, when we do the Batman Superman movie show, maybe we'll just talk about old movies and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So, and then a week after we record, I got my tickets for Civil War, baby.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I'm disappointed because of things, the way things have happened in my life. I've only got to see Batman Superman one time.
I saw it twice.
I know, and you're going to hold that. You're going to always
be. Lord that over you.
Yes, you are. Yes, I know
so
you are.
So, are we going to do the what if?
What was the. Yes, we need to do the what so if.
You want to tell them what it is? Because I think it may be the best one we've ever done.
Yeah.
Because it really is one that changes the scope of the whole wrestling business.
So, on Monday.
And it was my idea, not yours. I just want to throw that out.
On Monday, May the 2nd, we will be releasing an episode.
All right, are we going to do it first then?
We can do it.
Let's do the Batman Superman stuff first and get that out there. Because.
Okay, it's, because I got gotcha.
You. Know what I mean?
Understand.
At some point.
I understand.
You know, okay.
But in the near future.
Yeah, just because I think that it's fine to tell them what it's going to be.
What if
Hulk Hogan had never signed with WCW?
Yes.
What would the wrestling business look like today? What would it have looked like in the 90s, especially considering who the stars were in WCW at the time?
Yeah.
In my contention that if Brian Pillman had stayed healthy, you wouldn't even be talking about Steve Austin and The Rock. You'd be talking about the great Steve Austin-Brian Pillman rivalry from the 90s. And those guys were in WCW.
Yeah.
So I want to just, and that's just a, and then you figure in Sting and you figure in all these other guys that were gone just because Hulk Hogan didn't like them and wanted to bring and usher in his friends like Brutus Beefcake and Hacksaw Jim Duggan and guys like that who were brought in and guys like Steve Austin were sacrificed in 30 seconds.
Yes.
Where you were supposed to get a Steve Austin versus Ricky Steamboat match, and instead you got Jim Duggan squashing Steve Austin.
You were supposed to get Harley Race managing Steve Austin, the U.S. champion. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
I think that's going to be – no. I know. That's going to be a phenomenal episode.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm really not doing a lot of pre – all I need
– yeah.
All I want to talk about is who the roster was.
Yeah, I'm going to go back
time,
and
let's talk about what could have happened. Some things that a lot of people don't know that there was an idea to reform the Four Horsemen with Dustin turning on Dusty.
Yeah.
And Dustin being the focal point of the new Four Horsemen.
Wow.
With him and Ric Flair and building Dustin up to be, you know, what could have happened if Hulk Hogan hadn't come along?
Because here's what people will say. And I think I can say this because you're going to say, well, when Hulk Hogan came in, he saved WCW for about 7 years.
Yeah.
Here's the question. Could WCW have survived?
That's a good question, too.
Without signing Hogan. And then
That's
you
a
don't
good
get,
point.
And then you don't get Nash and Hall. And then, because maybe when they get to that time with Nash and Hall, they're like, we don't need those guys.
Yeah.
We got Steve Austin and Brad.
Maybe they can't afford those guys. On the flip side of that, maybe they can't afford Hall and Nash by that point because, and this is what we're going to talk about. That's just a teaser.
Just
a little taste.
Spoiler alert.
Things could go.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. I'm going to go back.
And every time I think it's going to be one of the greatest we've ever done, it winds up being the worst, so y'all may never hear it.
So we're going to do a fantasy booking of everybody that appeared at WrestleMania 32. Mm-hmm. We're going to take everybody who appeared on camera and put them in a card.
Yeah.
And we're going to actually video that with a dry erase board, and you're going to see the creative genius of Heath Mulligan and Mark Whitman at its full potential.
Hopefully.
Well, we're going to put in a day recording. It's going to be awesome.
Well, we're going to do something.
We're going to do something, and we may be There's some other wrestling business I need to talk to you about that we may be recording on Thursday, perhaps a promo video for an upcoming show that we're going to be involved in. We'll see. So anyway, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
And
I'm hungry.
We've given the people all they need to know.
We tried to do something. Hope everybody understands that we did. We are about, I'm 45 minutes from my house, so that means you are over an hour from your house.
Yes.
And we're sitting here in an empty building at a table on steel chairs with a phone and a microphone in between us.
A building.
Just to put something out on Monday.
A building where you and I earlier today living a dream. Living on the end of a lightning bolt.
Yeah.
Doing what we're passionate about.
Right.
And it's awesome. It's awesome.
Yes, it is.
And there's nobody else I'd want to do it with other than you, my friend.
Same here, boss. Same here.
So listen.
Anyway, let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here. Listen, at Heath Mulliken, are you on Twitter anymore?
Yeah, I'm still at the. I'm not going to get rid of the Twitter because we put our show out on Twitter.
Yes.
But you can handle putting it out on Facebook.
Yes.
You don't need me for that. You don't need me for the Twitter because actually you do all that too. But I wouldn't shut the site
you,
down.
You converse with Donahue.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So
I get asked the questions.
That's right, the good questions. So listen, DoubleDropKick.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn app. Listen to us. Get caught up. Listen, you've had plenty of time to catch up on all over 100-something episodes.
Yeah, that's true.
And they're all awesome. The ones that weren't awesome, we didn't post.
That's right.
So, anyway, as always, for the Double Drop Kick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.